Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Steve Lehman. Steve Lehman is the former chairman, CEO of both NASDAQ and New York Stock Exchange companies, investor in seed to Series A with an extensive financial and business background. He was also a first-round investor in Mark Cuban's Broadcast.com. Steve is an entrepreneur, executive board member, philanthropist, and transformational strategist. Well, good afternoon, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks for joining. And I know we traversed a couple time zones here, but do appreciate you making the time. These are big things to me. It's a big darn deal, as I would say. But I appreciate it. We're going to jump directly into the questions so we can get your story out there. So, Steve, talk to us a little bit about your career as an investor, executive chairman, board member. You're a serial entrepreneur and now the investor and co-chair of Co-Founders Lab. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
You know, I have always been an entrepreneur, and I started my first company back in my early 20s. And I had some early success, which really was a catalyst for me, you know, pursuing entrepreneurial, endeavors. As things happen with entrepreneurs, you have some success and you have some failure. Fortunately, I've had a lot more success than I have failure. And I've been fortunate enough to have been CEO of both NASDAQ and New York Stock Exchange companies. And my first company was interesting. Started a little radio syndication company that became the largest radio network in the United States, out flanking ABC, NBC, and CBS. And we ended up getting Michael Milken and News Corp in as strategic investors, and we sold that company for a couple of hundred million dollars 26 years ago. And that allowed me the freedom and the longevity to do what I became passionate about, and that is invest in startups. So I have had an amazing career as an operator, as an investor. I have met so many amazing companies and been through so many incredible journeys that I feel very blessed and fortunate to have, you know, lived and continue to pursue my interests in a very passionate way. My startup career really was inspired by my grandfather, who was also an entrepreneur. And I think I just got lucky and I got fortunate in succeeding with my first startup, which was a very small deal, but gave me the initiative and the incentive to move forward. Co-Founders Lab is a really interesting community, and that was actually more of a passion investment than it was a financial investment, although all of my investments ultimately need to be monetized and hopefully on the positive side. I founded a company called Business Rockstars. Business Rockstars was an entrepreneurial business platform that was content. We interviewed CEOs, startups, entrepreneurs, and I launched that company as a narcissistic way for me to meet really cool companies to invest in. And along the way, we acquired a company called Co-Founders Lab. And Co-Founders Lab is an amazing community of 650,000 registered entrepreneurs, startups, founders, co-founders, and people who are passionate about starting, growing, and funding a business. And as an investor, I try whenever possible to loop in my interests and my passions as part of the investment thesis, because it makes it so much more fun. And in this company, in Co-Founders Lab, it really was an investment that I was passionate about. So we have a great platform in Co-Founders Lab. It's an amazing community. I'm interactive with the community on webinars that we do weekly. And I think that there have been so many companies that have benefited and so many entrepreneurs that have been part of this community that have really achieved success based on networking, based on education, based on finding other like-minded partners and founders that they've added to the mix, that, you know, it's in a lot of ways part of a give back for me. So I've mixed passion with pleasure while still keeping my investor hat squarely centered. But Co-Founders Lab, you know, we're having a lot of fun with, and I expect great things out of continued in the future.
Thank you, Steve. That's awesome. I love that story. And the fact that, you know, sometimes when you do some things right, you come out of, you exit a company and you actually have some financial liquidity to kind of focus on the things that you're really passionate about. And this is awesome. And that's what I love to hear about these stories on the podcast that I do, is a lot of times it's all about that. And thank you again. This is something really inspiring for all of us. So Steve, you've done quite a bit to help others. You talked a little bit about that, whether it was in a leadership role, mentor, or investing in a startup. Could you tell us what really pushes you to do what you do and inspire others?
You know, I think I was really driven as a young entrepreneur. And part of that was based on the paranoia of failure. And look, failure is part of the script in any entrepreneur's playbook. You will fail somewhere along the way. And, you know, I think that not having failed to start my journey was really instrumental. And the Co-Founders Lab platform is something that I look at as part of a give back. And as I mentioned earlier, although it is an investment and it will be successful and I will monetize, I look at this as a partial give back to the community and to entrepreneurship, which I feel so strongly about. You know, there are thousands of founders and CEOs on the Co-Founders Lab platform. And we're in the process right now of doing something that's rather disruptive, that again is a give back to the community. Co-Founders Lab is going to give free premium memberships to any techie that has been fired out of Google, Facebook, Salesforce, Zoom. You know, there have been tens of thousands of amazing people who have been terminated with extreme prejudice along the way. And what we thought might be really interesting to do, and as part of a give back again, is to offer anybody who's been fired out of a tech company free premium membership for 12 months. So that's a $350 value. And it is a true free value proposition. We're not capturing credit cards. There's nothing to sign up for. There is no anticipation other than come into the community. If you have an idea in your mind, this platform will allow you to understand how you can grow your idea into a business. And there are so many brilliant tech people that just have never been in business. They have developed amazing technologies and components of platforms for other people who are billionaires. But they have never, most of them have never taken that leap of faith and done it on their own. So look, you know, there are some amazing things that entrepreneurs will learn along the way here. And I wish I'd have had a platform like Co-Founders Lab so that I could have avoided some of my early mistakes that I made that fortunately were not catastrophic in my what became my first public company. So this is something we're doing as a give back. It educates, connects people who may have a great idea but don't know really what to do next, and will help them, you know, along their journey. So, you know, I feel fortunate that we have the ability to be able to do this. You know, it also is a win for Co-Founders Lab because we will have a new group of incredibly bright tech people that will join the platform, which is really a win-win, Brian. So, you know, I think that, you know, success, failure, give back is all part of the entrepreneurial journey. And I feel fortunate that Co-Founders Lab is there as a catalyst to help young entrepreneurs and startups along their way.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. And I truly do love that. And you're absolutely right. It's just been in my DNA as well as to mentor. I still mentor people today that have grown from literally a help desk tech to a director role now. And that's what really gets me excited. So I appreciate the share, and we share in a lot of the same sentiments. So Steve, switching gears, we are a tech platform, and I want to talk a little bit about this. Our audience really likes to get into the emerging tech, but you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging tech in your business. But is there really something small you could share with us today around that?
Sure. So Co-Founders Lab is in beta on what we call Co-Founders Lab 5.0. Everybody else is doing 3.0. So there's really no value proposition that elevates us above others, but we're calling ours Co-Founders Lab 5.0 because it's really what we think an amazing tech and integrated community platform. So some of the things that we have focused and targeted tech on is bringing interactivity to the community through, you know, questions and answers, through networking, so that every entrepreneur on the platform has the ability to communicate, you know, in the front face or in the back end directly with other founders. There is now a community forum, and the community brings interactivity. So part of the tech that we've integrated into the platform involves an interactive community platform that will make this a much more robust place for entrepreneurs to engage. We also essentially have our own Zoom tech that we have embedded into the platform that will allow founders to connect directly via a Zoom type interface with other founders, and it keeps it closed within the community. Outside of that, there are a number of other things that are robust in terms of technology on the platform: the ability to connect, the ability to bifurcate and break down exactly what you're looking for in a co-founder or in a member of the community that you may need help with. So you can dissect and slice and dice based on the algorithms that we've incorporated into the platform, where if you're looking for a programmer that is, you know, in the western part of the United States that has skill sets in PHP, that has had, you know, interface and can build a robust platform, you can break it down to literally geographic locations. You can break it down based on qualifications. You can get really granular with it. So tech is a big part of the Co-Founders Lab platform, and it gives people the ability, you know, to really help find exactly what they need in their journey.
Thank you. Steve, again, I appreciate that. Very helpful. You get into the weeds a little bit with our audience, and that a lot of us are techies. But of course, we do appreciate a little bit of that. And Steve, last question for the evening here. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career, either as an investor or entrepreneur?
You know, there, I do some mentoring on the Co-Founders Lab platform. And, you know, there are a few basic things that I think are important for people who are doing startup, who are, you know, entrepreneurs who are going through this journey that we call entrepreneurship. And, you know, part of those things revolve around personal skill sets of CEOs and founders. And there are a few things that I like to tell companies that I'm mentoring and look at for companies that I'm investing in. And number one is ego. Entrepreneurs, CEOs, founders have got to understand that growing a company involves a lot of moving parts. You know, I was part of a pitch from somebody who wanted me to invest in their company. And the CEO had all the answers, was doing everything, was very close-minded when it came to suggestions, and was somebody who was not listening to anything that I had to say as a potential investor, because they knew it all. And Brian, nobody knows it all. Everybody needs help along the way. You know, every entrepreneur has to surround themselves with bright people who have expertise in areas that you don't. And a great skill for a CEO is to understand where their weak links are, and then find the best people to fulfill those areas that you need help in. So, you know, ego is plays a big part in kind of my decision process as an investor. When investors come to do presentations and I look at the deck, you know, it's important that a CEO clearly communicates their vision in a lowest common denominator factor. Even if you are the CEO of a deep technology company, most investors do not understand what it is you're talking about. So what I always tell entrepreneurs is, look, when you get to the point where you're actually pitching investors, remember you're talking to a sixth grader. All right. The purpose of a pitch deck and a pitch to investor is not to do a deep dive and explain everything about your business to them. The idea behind a pitch and a pitch deck is to spark interest. And that's it. You want to get the investor interested enough for them to ask questions, for them to then do a deep dive into your tech or into your idea or your infrastructure. But you've got to keep it simple. The next thing I encourage entrepreneurs to do is to take the company as far as you possibly can without having to raise capital. Early capital is extremely dilutive. You do not want an investor, a real investor, into your business until you are at that stage where you have proven your MVP. You know, you have a minimum viable product, you have launched and you've done beta, and now you need money to scale. That's a great story for an investor. You know, if you have an idea and you haven't built out, you know, your minimum viable product, you have not tested in a beta group, and you're looking for somebody to fund your idea, that's a really tough thing to do. So the entrepreneur has to take this as far as they possibly can to try to prove to an investor that this is not only a great idea, but that you have a beta that has proven and validated your idea. And then the investor can look at this in a much different light. I invest with a lot of different people. And I don't know anybody now that's investing in ideas unless you were part of a team that exited from a unicorn. Then I will take a look at it. If you've got a credentialed team that has built and exited a unicorn, well, then I will talk to you. That's credibility. But look, you've got to be conscious about trying to get investors in early. You're going to have one shot with me, right? You want to make sure that when you present to me or other investors, that you've got a high degree of likelihood of success. You know, Amazon, I think Bezos said that he sent out and talked to 100 investors before he got his first investor. And you know, you've got to be prepared to be turned down over and over and over again. And you know, it's interesting because you never know which meeting is going to result in a strategic partnership or an investor that will be there for the long run for you. But you typically only get one shot. And so you've got to make sure that you have the greatest likelihood of success in your pitch. You've got to be prepared. And the last thing that I like to tell entrepreneurs is be prepared to work harder than anybody else on your team. When I started the company that became my first public company, I was the first one in the office. I was the last one to leave. And I had a wife. I had a new baby, you know, along the way. But, you know, I had to get this company to the point where I could eventually take it public and monetize. So, you know, it's really important that the CEO and the founders and the executive team set the example as the company grows and scales. You know, it's important for the company culture. It's important for investors. You know, it's important from a leadership standpoint, where people need the leader to set the standard. It's like when Elon Musk was sleeping at Tesla. What kind of a message does that send to the people that work there? It's like your leader is sleeping on the floor until we get this right. And I got to tell you, it got their attention and they got it right. So, you know, it's a tough job to be an entrepreneur, to launch a startup and to succeed. You know, most startups fail. And that's why you need a company. You need something like Co-Founders Lab to help you avoid the pitfalls, to learn along the way, to network with people. And you've got to be willing to work your ass off to make sure that you set an example and follow through with your vision. It just doesn't happen. You don't just snap your fingers as an entrepreneur. And I will caution entrepreneurs who go into meetings to say, look, we can grow this for a year and then we can sell it and make a lot of money. You know, I never thought about the monetization piece until we were public. And all I cared about, all I focused on was growing my company. Because if you grow your company and you succeed, the money will follow. But if it's your first motivation, you will fail. So those are some tips that I live by personally, that I invest in professionally, and that I encourage entrepreneurs to take seriously.
Thank you, Steve. That's awesome. And I appreciate that you've been down this road and people do look to your advice. That is very helpful. And again, those are some great nuggets or gems that you've shared. And Steve, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Brian, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Bye for now.